the whole house seemed to vibrate with excitement. The woman who lived there had rushed from room to room, picking up things and putting them into suitcases. The man had washed and polished the car and checked whether there was enough oil in the engine. The boy and girl had gone backwards and forwards from the old barn to the house with goggles and flippers and tennis rackets and shrimping nets and a huge beach ball, most of which they had to carry straight back again, as there wasn't room for them in the car. But the most excited member of the household was undoubtedly the puppy. That most noble Afghan hound, Prince Amir of Kinjan. Known to the rest of the world as that short, fat, scruffy bundle of fur, twigs and assorted rubbish. What a mess. As he was about to go on his first summer holiday, he would become very grown up. "Eat up your biscuits," his mother had said at breakfast. "Thank you, mother dear," said the puppy, "but I will eat my main meal at lunch, as grown-ups do." "Well," she said, "if you get starving hungry, you can always eat a bit of your basket, as you always do." "As I used to do, mother dear, when I was just a silly young puppy. Now, if you will be so kind as to excuse me, I will join the boy and girl in the garden."